Opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
Sliding right in, aren't you?
Hey, the 29th of December, 7:05 in the morning.
I always wait for you to start, you know.
I know. And the news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Jared's at the helm. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We still buddies?
We are.
Okay. No.
Why?
No. It's man thing.
Okay.
It's a man thing. Don't get involved with this. It would be collateral damage.
Well, yeah, are you talking about the fact that Jared was pacing and saying, 1 minute, 1 minute,
and
you're still in there.
Making coffee. I was getting my coffee. If I don't have my coffee, I get lightheaded.
Oh. Ooh, all right. Hey, listen, everybody. Rain, snow, likely, then partly sunny. That's today.
There was snow on cars this morning.
Yes, absolutely. And on our roof, there was definitely ice. So according to the forecast, rain and snow likely before 10 a.m., then a slight chance of rain between 10 and 11. Cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 43. That's where we are today. There may be a little bit of a wind, but not much. And we go into tonight at 30 degrees. It was 35 in the car on the way over here this morning. Thursday, frost and mostly sunny with a high of 47, and Thursday night super or slight chance of rain and snow with an overnight low on Thursday night of 29. Friday, frost and sunny, according to the forecast, with a high of 48 and overnight lows of 30. Now, on New Year's Day, looks like we have 52 and overnight lows of 30. And then Sunday looks like it's rain after. So just look at this. We've got, you know, variable weather. According to this, it doesn't look like there's this huge, huge, you know, it's just cold, which we love. Yesterday we were out at the stables and put a blanket on the horse, and I said to the, you know, people, oh, it's so cold. I'm like, I am so glad. I love this weather. I would take this weather any day over the 3 months of not being able to see past your hand because of the smoke. So it's just nice to see our skies refreshed and the ground get damp with our beautiful weather. And it's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Not that they're God going, but they bring us support us. It's a veteran-owned business. In fact, today, Carl and I specifically did not have gas because we're going to cover, and we'd love to take your calls as well. The you know, what's happened for you, this is the end of the year.
We're not finished with that portion.
Well, Shasta Gas Propane, we're going to go to them in a minute about the veteran-owned business and the Kinney family.
But we also do the road conditions. I've started
That's
doing
right.
road conditions.
Oh, you have. Okay, well, 365-3793.
That's right.
And let's talk about the road conditions then.
It's all the same.
Move along.
It's all the same as it was yesterday.
Okay.
Okay, moving on. No, it's... I-5, you do not need chains. There's not a chain check. Let me put it this way. There's not a chain check at Fondale. However, you'd be silly not to have chains with you if you're heading north. When you get up on the 44, chains are required in all vehicles except four-wheel drives with snow tires from 9 miles west of Shingletown to 5 miles west of Shingletown. Same thing, 3 miles east of Shingletown to Old Station. Chains are required in all vehicles except four-wheel drive with snow tires. From Old Station to 5 miles east of Old Station to past Old Station to the Bogard Ranger Station. And from the Bogard Ranger Station to this junction of SR-36, which takes you over the hill. Now, if you're going on 299, and why you would do that, I don't know. It's closed from Cedar Flat to Big Flat due to wildfire rehabilitation and slide repair. Change required on all vehicles except four-wheel drive vehicles with snow tires. 3 miles east of Douglas City to 11 miles east of Douglas City. And this goes on and on and on. Go to roads.dot.ca.gov. Put in any road that you're looking for.
Like 97, I think I heard, I turned on the news, of course, KRCR, as we were getting ready this morning. You had left, and I thought that I had heard most of, if you think outside of Reading, if you're traveling anywhere north to go anywhere close to any kind of mountains, I thought I had heard most of the roads were change required.
Okay, in 97. Change required on single axle vehicles towing trailers from 14 miles north, 24 miles north of Weed. Change required on single axle drive vehicles towing trailers from McDowell, 13 miles south to 8 miles south of McDowell. So, right now, if you're on a single axle drive vehicle, not a four wheel drive, you need change if you're hauling anything. So, on 97, so all of this is going on right now, and things are happening around here.
Well, first of all, can we just say thank you to Mike Mangus? I mean, that was like a big surprise. You know, Monday morning, Carl said, "You know, I love Carl." Oh, by the way. Mike Mangus is on today because I don't do the schedule for the show. Carl does the schedule for the morning show. Of course, I do the first Thursday of every month, and that is my baby to be able to book. Coming up January 6th, I've got Nathan Parmalee from the Civic. You know, we've gone so long without hearing from or directly from the people who are booking entertainment, what's happening in the entertainment industry, with these COVID restrictions going up and down and all around. And so we get to hear directly from him. That will be January 6th at 6 p.m. And we'll be live. We still have reached out a couple times to the Cascade Theater. And we're trying to get Michelle Irvine, who's the general manager over there, to come on to talk about what's happening in the entertainment industry there. So today we're going to cover a lot of the things that happened in this last year. And I think most everyone that I have spoken to, just on the street, in lines, strangers, friends, that these last 2 years, 2020 and 2021, have been like super hairy, super, you know, things that just rock your world in a way that isn't good. And any normalcy that could perhaps we're a longing to get back to has been shaken many, many times this last year. So we're going to cover some of those things, but we also, and we want to talk about some notable figures who aren't just famous celebrities, but people have made history, as they've
gone. We also want to talk on positive things.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is not like just a slit your wrist morning show.
No. Okay. I want to give a big shout out to NorCal Tire.
Oh.
On 3202 South Market.
You got your
Street.
Tires? Where you bought your tires?
I bought my tires there. They're very, very professional. The prices are just great.
Locally owned.
And every time I need to get my tires rotated, I walk in there. They get me right in, my tires, and I'm out. Like, you know, it takes a total of maybe 12 minutes.
That was amazing. When you said, "I'm going to go get my tires rotated," I thought, okay, well, do you want me to drop you off? You said, no. I can wait. I was thinking, well, okay, so they're located right close to Jeff at Crackmaster.
They are two doors down from Jeff. So NorCal Tire, they have treated me well.
That's wonderful.
Anyway,
we're going to shout out to our businesses and people who have been good to us this year.
Yeah, people we don't talk about, like Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. They do a great job. They're always here. They do their job. You don't have to worry about security. One day it's hard to believe, but I actually had a $100 bill once in my life. And it fell out. It fell, somehow it was on the floor. They found it, picked it up, and put it on
my
desk. Now, that's the kind of people
noble.
You got at Maui Bob's. And the other one is Mount Shasta Spring Water. They provide...
personally at home and here for the station.
Not just water, but coffee and all the things that go along
creamers
with it.
Creamers and sugars.
They keep us... it's just really good service from both of these companies. We don't talk enough about them. Yeah, they have spots on it, but...
what it keeps to
Maui Bob's,
to keep going.
Yeah, somebody called me that I was down as a recommendation. I said, well, I'm happy to be a recommendation mm-hmm. for them. Okay, let's take a quick break here. And this portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Cornerstone Community Bank, 3 branches right now, another one opening next month. In 2022.
Let's talk a little bit. Let's take an extra 30 seconds here. We're going to break into whatever. That Cornerstone has been a savior for a lot of businesses in the year of 2021.
Well, I'm in 2020 also.
Well, but my point is
right.
that they're a bank that has moved forward to help the small businesses like us who've struggled through this COVID closed down, pandemic, however you want to call it. It affected many, many businesses. You all are feeling the trickle down. But Cornerstone Community Bank stepped up, and therefore, because of the people who they've helped tremendously, they're growing, and that's how it works. It's fabulous to see that the Cornerstone Community Bank people have been very good to us, and if you're looking to maybe think about a bank, Cornerstone Community Bank with 3 branches.
Okay. 7:16 in the morning. It's 34 degrees out there, and we'll be right back.
Here in Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions. Leaders with a backbone. Tim Garman has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garman, District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage is having a soft opening at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson, January 3rd from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. featuring new and existing vendors. Don't miss their soft opening January 3rd. Then mark your calendar for January 22nd. It's Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage grand opening from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Free drawings throughout the day. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage, open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at their new location in the Shasta Gateway Center at 1773 Highway 273, Anderson.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yes, now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $15.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment. You don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free wiper Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park and our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
I'm a teacher and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garman for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me once. She's a friend of mine.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and the Bot, Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. Phone lines here, 605-4567. It's going to be kind of like open line today, but we're talking about, we want to do kind of a catch up what's going on right now, and then a review of 2021, as much as we can, as possible. But I'm sure we'll miss things, and if we miss some things, please call in or get into our chat room and say, what about this? What about this? And I'll be more than happy to include it. This portion of the show brought to you by Jeff Worsh and Crackmaster Windshield Repair, a veteran-owned business located at 3208 South Market Street. You can give him a call at 241-8373 for an appointment today. He doesn't take chances with your family's safety. He guarantees his work. He gives free inspection and analysis. It's so much more when you do your work with Jeff Worst and Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Shasta County homes value went into double digits increases this year. Wow. I mean, that's wow if you're getting ready to sell a house. It's uh-oh if you have to buy a house here in Shasta County. I mean, if you're selling for that, you're going to be buying for that. Now, if you go someplace else, that's different. But that's good news. 10 more people died of COVID in Shasta County. 3 in their 90s. I think the youngest was in their 60s. But still, 10 more from COVID. And you know what? Kind of the big thing here was I was going to watch the Holiday Bowl with UCLA in North Carolina. It looked like it could be a good – you know, the rest of the bowl is like the I swear, it's something. I mean, the names of them came, you know, it's like.
How many bowls are there?
Oh, I don't know. But they canceled 5 of them so far. But the, because of COVID.
Because of the players having COVID?
Yeah,
and maybe
because
they're
coming
teams?
Up. Well,
yeah.
They're coming up, you know, they've been exposed. They've got, I mean, it's ridiculous. But anyway, so UCLA playing North Carolina canceled at the last, I mean, literally before the kickoff, because they'd been the exposure to them. They had people show up popping positive, you know, for COVID. And the thing is I understand if you're outside in the air and, you're not in a closed room with a bunch of people. So these are young, healthy athletes that are going to be having contact with each other, but then they just, I mean, they don't lay on the ground and hug for 6 minutes. They don't do that.
They still have contact.
But but Dr. Fauci said it's okay, you know, for contact like that, as long as you're not sustained contact. That's what Dr. Fauci says, and Dr. Fauci is a godlike creature that is, it seems like, and President Biden said, oh, well, you know what, he's like president.
Well, I think
Joe, don't say things like that.
If you've seen and heard, it's all extrapolated. I mean, some people will say it's the science, and here they're reading about the science. And when I say some people, you know, in the medical field, I think that as we all take a look, it is the precautions. If you have something of this nature, then you don't do anything contact. You do wear a mask and you keep yourself. It's just the unknown. So everything is grabbing at straws, wouldn't you say?
I would say that people are being told numerous things from their government. The government
around the world.
Around the world. The Democrats made this into a politicized event because they hated Trump. Trump was working on it. Then they got elected. Now they're riding the pony that they saddled they started, oh my God, he's killing people. Joe will stop people dying. Joe's had more people die.
Let me finish.
Joe had more people die than Trump did. He came out the other day and said, the federal government can't fix this. Excuse me, the federal government is the ones that got us here. So what? You gotta buck us off right now in the middle of the stream? Thanks, Joe.
So my question then would be, and many people listening, is that, do you really think it's fair to say that the Democrats, I mean, okay, Biden's been in office, what, 3 years?
He's been in office 1 year.
Well, it feels like forever.
It feels like 3 years.
Okay, but are you telling me, I just don't think that's fair. I don't think it's fair at all.
Reasoning.
I'm just, I don't think it's fair of you or anybody else to say that the Democrats are responsible for COVID. It's all around the world.
No, that's not what I said. That is not what I said. I said they politicized it.
Well, it's all around the world. What about when you're going to another country, Italy or England, and they close it down?
What I meant to get across was COVID was something that was, when it hit us, little was known about it. We did know it started in China, in Wuhan, China.
Right.
And so Trump put a embargo on people from China coming in, and people like Joe Biden said, oh, racist. Oh, this is horrible. Yeah. How can
you
do this?
That's the information
and
we received.
This is what I said, is they politicized it instead of stepping up and saying, what can we as a country do? And I'm not laying it all on the Democrats, but they started it because they wanted Trump out of office.
Okay. That makes sense to me.
They saddled the pony and they attacked Trump and was successful in many ways because Donald Trump leaves himself open for attack in many ways. But here's the thing. Then they took over the government. They got on top of the horse and they've gotten hammered. Things they've said hasn't happened. Changing of stories. You know, you have to wear a mask. You don't have to wear a mask. Oh, okay, we've got this under control. Oh, Delta variant. Now Omicron. All of these things.
Okay.
Why don't they just come out and say, this is something that we're living with, that we've got to learn to live with. Let's test everybody that has not had COVID or a vaccine and find out how many people have antibodies so we can get an idea in our country. They don't do that.
I wonder if there are other countries, Carl, that have done that in order to... Now, you know, international travel is open. In most parts of the world are open. So we have no idea with what we're talking about with these different variants. If somebody gets on a plane or a train or a ship and they're or a cargo ship and they're traveling from one country to the other, our border is open. So we really don't know how do we test this worldwide? I mean, everybody's pushing for mandatory vaccinations, but how do we test it worldwide? I'm talking about, this is a world issue. This is not just an American issue. It's a world issue. Wherever you go, wherever you travel, they're all trying to figure out how to do what they can do to get it under control. There's different restrictions and different mandates and different mask mandates in all of the different places. In fact, we should have a travel agent come on our show that talks about people who want to go to, let's say, Germany, Switzerland, Ireland, England, Africa, wherever they want to go, or need to go, or have to visit, or have a business trip. What are the different mandates that are happening in different countries? I'm sure every day they're getting some kind of red alert, COVID update. And I don't think, personally, that that whole thing is politicized. But I understand what you're saying about the fact that there
instead
was
instead of pulling together as a nation,
yes,
we could have.
Yes.
They made it a political thing.
Okay, and that's a good one.
And now we,
concise,
as a nation, 2 years later, are still fighting this thing. And we shouldn't have to. We're going to take a quick break, and this portion of the show brought to you by Mike Huber and the State Granite. Mike Huber is a virtuoso when it comes to working with granite and marble and slate. He's got an eye for detail that is just outstanding. He is has this artistic bent to him that I've always wondered about that allows him to take to take a room and visualize it in a way that will completely change it and make it so much better.
A true artist.
Yes, Estate Granite. Learn more at estategranite.com or give him a call for a free consultation at 241-STONE. We'll be right back.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, meantime. Sound of the river, you stop and you hold everything. Band is blowing Dixie, double fall time. You feel alright when you hear the music ring.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Don't miss the biggest party of the year, the 2021 Pop and Bottles New Year's Eve Bash at Wind River Resort and Casino, featuring Gotcha Covered Band, performing all your favorite covers you'll need to dance the night away. Enjoy a delicious hors d'oeuvre buffet, champagne, dessert, swag and drink specials. General admission $50 per person. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes a hotel room. The celebration starts at 7:30 p.m. Complete details and tickets on sale at windriver.com.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
The official meeting of the Business to Business meeting is called to order. Business to Business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Redding.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management. Management.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hey, pretty baby, are you ready for me? Yeah, it's a good rockin' daddy down from Tennessee.
All right, good morning, and welcome to our morning show. This is Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to be going over the next, in these next few hours up until 9 o'clock, like some of the things that happened this year. This is kind of my end-of-the-year show. You know, you probably, if you were in earlier, you heard us, where are you not going, and what news agency are you not going into that you're hearing all about, you know, COVID locally, nationally, and internationally? So we kind of went in back and forth on that one. And anyway, we've got a lot of other things to cover, and we are taking your calls today. So maybe you've got some kind of comment we'd love to hear at 605-4567. This segment is brought to you by, this is an advertiser that has been with us. And of course, we have been in business now going on, we're in our 12th to 13th year. We're still trying to figure it out. We know that we started in 2009, December 14th. It's our AM station. And so Four Winds Jewelry is bringing us this. And they have been with us. We had our wedding rings made at Four Winds Jewelry. They have supported us, and we have supported them. And we just think that they're wonderful, and they do great things. And you walk in there, and you get your battery and your watch, and you find all the other things that you need, because we all have something of significance that we have in our that's a collectible, an heirloom. Maybe you receive something at Christmas that doesn't quite fit, or you'd like to have altered, or you need to have your watch repaired, or you need to have a band replaced, whatever it is. You know, you're going to go into a locally owned jeweler, Four Winds Jewelry, and they'll handle it for you with integrity. 222-2750 is the phone number, but they are located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. All right, so do we need to go to the phones? Oh, okay, I heard the phone ring, so... you know, I was going to talk about, we did, and I'm just going to mention this quickly. I'm talking about home tests, and I had a girlfriend that called. We were supposed to get together tomorrow night. Tonight. I'll get it straight. And she said, you know, we're still not really feeling really great. We did the home tests. We both came up negative, but.
Are you talking about being pregnant?
No, with the COVID. Oh. They're not feeling great, meaning the husband and wife aren't feeling great, or the couple aren't feeling great. So I said, you know, I understand that. I said, you know, I just want to say that I've heard this, and I've just picked it up. I wanted to find this out. They're saying that 5 out of 100 home tests are not accurate. I know that this is not to dissuade you from going and getting a home test. But it says, while the most accurate from a COVID testing is a PCR test, no at-home tests currently authorized offer this method of instead relying on an antigen testing.
But
now, I don't understand
five,
all the science of it.
It's 15.
Yes, I said 15
Did
out of 100.
Say,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I knew it was more than 5.
They're called false negatives. Yeah. They give a false positive result in about 1 in 100 people who aren't infected. I don't know. I would think, okay, if you or feeling like this, but there's also a crud that's going around. A lot of people that we know, either you can hear them on the phone, or you see, they've got a cold. They've got the thing that a lot of people get. And so.
Could it be the flu?
It could be the flu or a cold, but I'm just saying about the home test, I would buy a couple, and then somebody, I think I was in a Pilates class, and they said they didn't go far enough. Oh! A girlfriend of mine, okay, here's a story quickly. Her son-in-law took the test at home. They didn't stick the swab far enough up the nose. He didn't think they had COVID. He was going to the bathroom in the middle of the night. He passed out, hit his face on the floor, broke his face bone, cheekbone, eye bone, couldn't go to the hospital because he had COVID. They would not I guess they found out somewhere in there, in the middle of that, you must have COVID, or maybe they didn't. I don't know. But they wouldn't operate on him. So she's like, so now he's got to figure out until he gets finished with COVID. And meanwhile, his bones are broken in his face.
They won't see him at the hospital.
No, because he's got COVID. They won't operate because it's a, it's not like a life and death situation. That
it's
would be
extremely painful.
Yeah. I mean, that's a terrible story. And they have an infant at home.
January 6th.
January 6th.
Of this year.
Mm-hmm.
Was a day that there was a protest in Washington, protesting against the election. The election results, there were people saying that there were, you know, claims of cheating, of that the election had been stolen, and thousands of people came to Washington, D.C. Of those thousands of people, a small percentage attacked and went to the Capitol building where they were getting ready to meet and vote on the Electoral College. And 100 and something of people broke into the Capitol building, assaulted guards, looted offices, and vandalized the Capitol. Nothing like setting it on fire. Nothing like destruction of the Capitol. But it happened. And
five people
from
died.
This, well, five people died. One was shot by the Capitol Police. There were four other deaths. Three were from medical causes of people who were involved in this. And one was a policeman who died a day later, but not from anything that had happened there. He died of a heart attack. But not, and there wasn't anything that had happened to him, even, no matter what the news said, and the news was filled with this. He had been attacked. He had been sprayed. He'd been hit with a fire extinguisher. I mean, all these without vetting was out there. Well, it turns out that, no, he died of natural causes. Now, I'm not saying is that the excitement of the riot might not have something to do with it. I don't know. I'm not a doctor. But here's the other thing. People called this an insurrection. I mean, to overthrow the government. And let me finish. And the FBI, after 6 months of investigations of this, said it was not an insurrection. It was a riot. You could even call it, some of them, maybe domestic terrorism. It was no insurrection. There was no will of the people to overthrow the government. And those 100-something people that have been arrested, none have been charged with insurrection. And most of them have been charged with trespassing.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm looking at history.com. Not really sure what agency runs history.com. But we both talked last night about the fact that we were going to look up and cover a lot of the things that happened. So history.com says a mob of pro-Trump demonstrators stormed the U.S. Capitol in an effort to stop lawmakers from certifying the results of the 2020 presidential election. Five people died in the chaos either shortly before, during, or following the event, including a Capitol police officer. Lawmakers from both political parties, including Vice President Mike Pence, were forced to flee the congressional chamber for safety. Accused of inciting his supporters to riot, Trump became the first president to be impeached and acquitted twice.
Yep.
More than 600 people were later charged for their role in the insurrection. Of course, I'm reading this right off of history.com. And the House established an independent committee to investigate this attempt to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power.
And if you just read that and not know everything that goes around with it, then you would say, oh, okay. Okay. Trump was found not guilty. You know, he was impeached twice. And there'll be, I think there's going to be more impeachments we're going to see over the next 3 years, too. Now.
This is today. This came out today.
Okay.
This meaning the Capitol riot information.
But it's been out there. This has been out there a long time.
They stood down on request for some documents from the Trump White House after pushback from the Biden administration. This is the first time the administration has insisted the committee scale back its pursuits.
The Biden administration?
Yeah.
I think that's because they're going to start asking, what did Nancy Pelosi do? She's in charge of security for the Capitol.
As a result, the committee won't be getting hundreds of pages of National Security Council records. However, the Biden White House said in a letter earlier this month that those materials didn't appear to have anything useful for the committee's purposes.
Okay. On January 20th, Joe Biden became U.S. President and Kamala Harris appointed as VP. January 20th. February 1st. Myanmar coup. It was a coup in the Southeast Asian country, a coup d'etat, on the morning of 1 February. And it declared that the 2020 general election, which Aung San Suu Kyi's National League for Democracy Party won in a landslide, was invalid and took over the government. And also in February, if you're looking at news stories, you had that winter storm, Uri, came through and crippled parts of North America. Feet of snow, 4.7 million homes and businesses affected by power blackouts. Texas faced a blackout that left 4.5 million people without power for days. Now, they were relying on windmills that froze up.
Right.
Plus, okay, you can't just blame it on that, but that was part of it. They had not ordered enough natural gas. Anyway, it just came apart on that. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy Maxwell has been doing a bang-up job since 1993.
She's amazing.
She is, and with starting the year off, have you thought about getting a second opinion on your retirement plans or 401s? You know, as we start 2022 and your insurance and your health insurance and anything else, give her a call for a free review and evaluation at 221-0441. She's located at 1378 Hilltop Drive.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Auto Body. The auto repair industry is ever-changing, just like the automobile. Collision repair on today's vehicles requires an extensive investment in diagnostic equipment and training. The ability to scan the safety and electronic control systems after a collision is imperative. Coachmaster has made these investments. We have the technology. You can be assured that after a Coachmaster repair, your vehicle will be back to pre-loss condition. Upon delivery, your vehicle will be washed, vacuumed, and disinfected.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
With the coming of the holiday season, we would like to thank all of our customers, old and new, for trusting Coachmaster to take care of all of your collision repair needs. Our team would like to wish the community Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And Santa, we don't repair sleighs, so be careful. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Tim Garmon stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garmon to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garmon, supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidate's committee.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garmon for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Excuse me. With Carl Linda. Bye. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and good morning, Carl. We're here this morning with our Jared, our beloved Jared. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
How do you think this year's been for you?
That's a good question.
That's better, yeah. Better than last year, maybe?
Okay, well,
slightly.
All right.
No, was it better than last year?
I don't know.
How many of our friends out there in listener land think that this year was better?
Okay, I'm confused, right, in this very moment. Was the shutdown in 2020 or was it in 2021?
2020.
Because it feels like we just still haven't gotten our complete footing.
No, we're still being shut down, honey.
Yeah. So it's been
this
continuous.
Every time you
think
that you've turned the corner,
right?
Then you've got, like, one of the big news stories, of course, this year was that, that Delta came into our lives. And when Delta came into our lives, that changed a lot of things. And then, but it's still part of COVID. And then after Delta, of course, was?
The O.
Omicron, the big O. And even though that it seems to be a lot less virulent in this effect that it has on people, less deadly, a lot less deadly, it's much more contagious.
Well, in our headlines here, we've had 10 more die of COVID in Shasta County.
Yeah.
So we do. I wonder when they're doing their autopsies, I mean, from COVID complications. But my question would be, do you know the variant? When you take the test, is it 19? Is it Omicron? Is it Delta? Is it the current? I don't understand, and that would be interesting. An interesting question to ask when the blood work is drawn, what the face of what is different with Omicron as 19? Is it affecting? Because as we know with doctors, when we've had doctors on in the past, and when you have the flu every year, they're making up a new batch of a flu shot that is kind of trying to fight the variants that have already been there. They can't make up something for something that's never been out there. So it's mutating, and you're getting a flu shot because there's still old flus popping around, right? You're trying to stay ahead of it, but how can you stay ahead of it when you don't know what it is?
Well, that's why viruses are so deadly, is that they mutate all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But they have to mutate to keep going, but they can't kill off their host, which is us. So it gets, the more they mutate, according to some theories, the less strong they are, or the less they have the ability to kill off their host. an Omicron. I don't know. You know, see if you can find this out, Jared. But how many people have died from Omicron? I know of one. I'm talking about in the United States. I heard of one in Texas. And yet, 60% of the new cases are Omicrons.
Well, how do we know that? That's my question is, how do we know it's Omicron?
Because they can test for that. They can test for the variants.
For the variants. All right. Mm-hmm. So that's my question. When we have these 10 souls that, you know, pray over their families because this is just horrible. Boy, we've just heard some stories. And I'll tell you, I just want to share again with you that psychologically, if you are a person that needs to, you know, be out with people, we all are individuals, and there's been a lot of mental anguish, suppression, and anxiety, and depression for the freedoms that we think we have as individuals, like somebody maybe goes to Hawaii every year. Somebody does a thing with their family every year. Somebody goes, and I think about those people at the airports for 3 days stuck in airports, traveling to come see their loved ones, need to come see their loved ones, you know, wearing masks, hard to breathe, trying to figure it out, keep your peace of mind, keep your space. And, you know, that's kind of what our whole world has gone through. And so people are just a little wiggy. And I will say, I've been wiggy. Carl just gave me a look.
No, say that isn't so.
I think if people are really real about it, you know, I have to say that it's been really nice for me. I was at Walmart the other day, and, you know, it's crowded and people can be rude. But that was a nice day. I helped a stranger. She was kind. I went to go look for an ornament for her. She was kind of, so I don't know this person, but there was a kindness there. Like, we will make the effort to be kind to each other because it's so much better for your soul and your heart if you let that person come in their parking place. Just let them. You know, don't take your aggression out because that's not good for your soul and your heart. They're going to have their thing, and that's what the only thing you can do is that. But anyway, when we come back, we've got a couple more.
Do you mind if I talk?
Please.
A couple more times.
I do. I don't mind, Carl. How's that? Please do.
NFT. An NFT. Do you know what that is? It's a non-fungible token. Non-fungible token.
Fungible.
Right. Artwork. And it's a way that modern artists earn fame online.
Oh, yes.
Not to mention rewarding them with crypto. And the reason I bring this out is the first purely digital NFT-based artwork sold at an auction. The very first one. And sold for $69 million. Now, this was made, this was all digital.
Yeah, people.
And it was, and I'm thoroughly flabbergasted
yeah.
by this, that,
yeah.
that it is so expensive. And that I had no idea, I hadn't even heard of NFT until I read the story, and I have to go look it up, and it's like pages of what this stuff is.
Well, digital currency this past year, it's not my world. I don't even have a clue about it. But there are people who are, you wondering, how do people afford that big home? Some of those people are these tech people who have figured out how to do the Bitcoin. That's where it started and something and make 6 million or billions within 30 days.
The guy that bought it is an Indian, East Indian, NFT collector and blockchain entrepreneur by the name of Vignesh Sundaresan.
All right.
Okay. Finishing up in March, if you remember what happened last March, a 400-meter-long cargo ship named Ever Given ran aground due to strong winds and got wedged sideways in the Suez Canal on 23 March. The ship remained stuck for 6 days before it could be freed, leading to a traffic jam of over 400 ships at either end of the canal. It had a domino effect on international trade. $9.6 billion of trade was held up along that waterway each day of the blockage.
And didn't the company who owns the ship get fined? I believe we covered that
it was impounded.
Going to be charged and fined.
Yeah, but it it said it was allowed to leave after 3 months and a compensation deal with its owners and insurers. Okay, we'll be right back after the news. If there's things that you want to talk about and things that were big on you for this year, let us know, because we're going to hit local, too.
KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Flight cancellations, snarling air travel around the country for a sixth straight day. COVID-related staffing shortages and bad weather being blamed by the airlines for the cancellations. And it is being praised by some, panned by others. The CDC decision to shorten the recommended COVID quarantine time from 10 days to 5.
The lobbying group Airlines for America applauded the move. Staffing shortages from COVID have led to thousands of flight cancellations, but the head of a flight attendants union criticized it, saying it could lead businesses to pressure sick employees to come back. And if that happens, Sarah Nelson says, we will make clear it's an unsafe work environment, which will cause a much greater disruption than any staffing shortages.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. The White House insisting there is a federal plan for fighting the coronavirus pandemic, even though President Biden recently appeared to suggest otherwise. The president told governors that, quote, there is no federal solution. This gets solved state level. That also appears to fly in the face of campaign promise to shut down the virus, which is flourishing in its milder Omicron form. He was an NFL Hall of Fame coach, as well as an accomplished sports broadcaster. John Madden has died.
The league says Madden died unexpectedly Tuesday morning, but did not provide a cause. Madden's exuberant calls, combined with simple explanations, provided a weekly soundtrack to NFL games for three decades. Madden also led his team to victory in the Super Bowl after the 1976 season. John Madden was 85 years old.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. Following a four-year battle with pancreatic cancer, former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid has died at his home in Henderson, Nevada. He was 82 years old. The Dow up 78 points, NASDAQ down 26. More on these stories at townhall.com.
So I invested in one of those fancy new exercise bikes. Without a doubt, a very special tool to help me get healthier. The problem is 3 days go by, then four, and I've done nothing. And then it's night five, and I'm sitting at the kitchen table, and I look down at myself, and I can't help but just laugh. Because there I am, wearing the exercise t-shirt that came with the bike, and I'm eating two corn dogs. And I think we'd all agree, the special tool only matters if we use it to our benefit. At United Faith Mortgage, we believe we have an advantageous tool for you. Our mortgage team is an arm of a bigger company who is a direct lender, which means our company gets to use its own money and make its own decisions. There's no middleman. And often, this allows us to get you a better rate on your refinance or new home purchase, which can save you monthly and lifelong money. We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. Other license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
China demanding the U.S. protect a Chinese space station and its three-member crew after Beijing complained that satellites launched by SpaceX almost hit the station.
The foreign ministry has accused Washington of ignoring its treaty obligations to protect the Tiangong's crew following the incidents. The Chinese government sent in a complaint to the United Nations that the Tiangong performed evasive maneuvers on July 1st and October 21st to prevent a potential collision with Starlink satellites launched by Space Exploration Technologies. The foreign ministry said the U.S. should take immediate measures to prevent such incidents from happening again.
Correspondent Jeremy House. China continues to tighten the screws on Hong Kong, shutting down yet another independent media outlet. A pro-democracy online publication, Stand News, closing its doors after the arrest of seven employees and a police raid on its headquarters. Townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom with a big decision to make, and he has to do it soon.
Newsom has until sometime next month to allow or block the parole recommendation of Robert F. Kennedy assassin Sirhan Sirhan. The recommendation for parole by a two-person panel of parole commissioners in August comes more than a half century after the 1968 slaying of the U.S. Senator from New York, moments after he claimed victory in California's Democratic presidential primary. Sirhan initially sentenced to death, but that sentence was commuted to life when the California Supreme Court briefly outlawed capital punishment in 1972. John Scott reporting.
It is a first, a big rig completing an 80-mile run in Arizona with no human on board and no human intervention whatsoever. The semi-truck using technology that was developed by San Diego-based Too Simple. Get on Wall Street, the Dow up 82 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Uh-oh, guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on, I know you can hear me. Mike, what day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo!
Yep, it's hump day. And we're getting really close to a brand new year. Today, of course, is the 29th of December. Two more days. And then the new year comes in.
This is the last Wednesday of the month.
Of the year.
Of the year, exactly.
And
that's
the month.
What I meant to say.
And the month.
Of the year. The last Wednesday of 2021.
Better have that software
I know.
Updated. 8:06 yep. In the morning news brought to
totally.
You by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here.
Have you ever been
there? Well, Derek, what national day is it?
It's TikTok Day, but not to be confused with the online TikTok.
Oh, TikTok.
It just means it's the end of the year and get your stuff together.
I
get
got it.
Together.
TikTok.
Too late.
I know, that's really hard. I like I said, I'm feeling like I was just texting as I was saying to Carl. I know a lot of people can do this. They can talk and text, and somehow they're able, their wires are such that they somehow can comprehend both. So I got, it's the last Wednesday, and I meant to say of the year, but I said month, because during that one time I was texting, I'm not wired to do both. So yesterday I was texting back and forth with a couple of friends trying to, like, reschedule. And finally I just picked up the phone because I said, everything I'm trying to say is getting lost in translation. I can't stand it when I look back, and if I'm a voice texting, it says weird stuff, and never has correct punctuation and all that stuff. So do you find yourself just struggling and being frustrated with that? Well, anyway, let's have a wonderful New Year's and make our wonderful resolutions that would be like happy ones. Like, okay, today would be rain, snow likely, then partly sunny. Don't you love that one? Let's cover all the bases. With a high of 43 and overnight lows of 30.
There's your suntan lotion in the afternoon.
Yeah. High of 47 tomorrow of frost. Slight chance of rain and then snow with Thursday night being 29. Friday calls for 48 with overnight lows of 30 and frosty then sunny on New Year's Day with 52 and overnight lows of 30. Get out your ski wear or your snow wear. Sunday, frost and mostly sunny with a high of 48. So that's your weekend, a New Year's Eve and New Year's Day weekend forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where they are owned by the family and have been by the Kenny family forever for all your gas and propane needs, located in Anderson, 365-3793.
Okay, your road conditions, if you're heading north on I-5, they have taken out they've taken off the chain requirements for I-5, but that could change in an hour or 2 hours or tomorrow. If you're heading north on I-5 and if you don't have a four-wheel drive with snow tires and things like this, you may want to think about carrying those chains with you. If you're going on 44, you're going to need chains or snow tires on all four wheels of four-wheel drive vehicles from about 9 miles west of Shingletown all the way probably, I mean, I can break it down, but just think of it as you need it all the way to SR-36 heading over to Reno. If you're going up on Highway 97, Grass Valley or any of those places, I don't know why I looked at 97. But
on the way to Oregon.
Oh, McDowell, that's right. Yeah, you're going to need chains on those if it's a single axle vehicle towing trailers. Okay.
All right. Going back to some of the things that happened in history.
That happened in our Prince Philip. Did I mention that? Prince Philip
You did
died.
Not.
Okay, Prince Philip passed.
That's just, I can't.
He was like 99
They
years
were
old.
Together forever.
Married. They got married in 1947.
Mm.
They had four children, including Charles, Prince of Wales, Prince Philip. And he had participated in over 22,000 public engagements.
Jeez.
And, you know, he was a pretty strong-willed guy. And can you imagine being a strong-willed guy that marries the Queen of England?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the fact that they were inseparable,
right.
Really, for the whole time. Anyway, he was almost 100 years old. And here's a big one, because it's happened a couple of times now, is that in May, Elon Musk SpaceX took off from Texas, went up about 9.5 kilometers into the air, came back down, and landed softly so they can reuse it. Now, that was the first time they had attained success in recovering a Starship prototype. Now, since then, William Shatner and several others have been launched into space by Elon Musk. And, you know, here is, you know, what a great, I think he's like 90 now, isn't he? Isn't
mm-hmm.
he, what a great publicity
yes.
thing. The
yeah.
guy from Star Trek, the Captain Kirk from Star Trek gets shot into space.
Go where no man has gone before.
In May.
Almost.
In May.
Is there a theremin in here?
Theremin! That's an instrument, Carl.
Oh.
Okay. Well, or it sounds good. Like some kind of lozenge.
On 31 May, B.1.617.2 was renamed Delta by the World Health Organization in line with Greek naming systems for strains. Of course, they passed over the one... The Z one that was the leader of communist China, they skipped that one for some reason. When you think about it, where it started and all that. Anyway, that's where Delta started.
All right, so something that I really want to talk about, I don't know how long this is going to be, but, you know, many people did call me and say, how does Carl feel about this? President Biden announced a plan for the full withdrawal of U.S. troops that happened in April. From Afghanistan by September 11th, the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 terrorist attacks. As the withdrawal proceeded, the Muslim fundamentalist group of Taliban took advantage of a crumbling Afghan government to seize control of much of the country. After a chaotic final stretch in which some 120,000 people, and that just happened, it seemed like suddenly. It's like when you see when all of a sudden Cuba closed, if you watch The Godfather, something like that, where Cuba, you actually have the footage where, you know, people or in Vietnam. When they were hanging on helicopters, 120,000 people were evacuated to safety. That's not to say how many were left behind.
There were left behind, but let's go further than this.
Okay, so the last U.S. military forces left Afghanistan on August 30th, ending near the nearly 20-year long conflict, that resulted in the deaths of 2,500 U.S. service members and more than 100,000 Afghans, including many civilians.
Well, the fact is that we had no exit strategy, so did we need to leave Afghanistan? Yeah. Was it in such a way that we were going to leave people to help reinforce, to run the systems for them, to their aircraft, to help to keep your aircraft in the air? Yes, but Biden pulled everybody out. and his military leaders said, what can I say? They pulled everybody out. They were totally wrong on the strength of the Taliban and the will for people to fight in Afghanistan when they felt like they had been abandoned because all the systems, the intel, all of that gone. It's very similar to what Barack Obama did when he pulled out of Iraq. And what happened? ISIS. ISIS happened because we didn't go to our playbook and keep the people there to help them rebuild their country. You don't rebuild a country. There's so many good things that happened during Afghanistan that ended the day we left. And yes, you know, it was a huge, quote, huge success moving 120,000 people out of Afghanistan. In fact, we're still moving them out of Afghanistan. But in that article, did you see where they didn't even note the fact that 13 Marines, 11 Marines, one sailor, and one soldier were killed at that check stop because they had lost control.
And this is history.com. I'm going to. Now, I don't know who runs this organization to do history.com.
They make it sound like, oh, yeah, it worked. Look, they got 120,000 people out. It was due to Mr. Biden and his leadership and the military leadership that it turned into what happened there. And this is the scary thing. They didn't say anything about the fact that in this article that it was a total intel failure, a total military leadership at the highest levels, and President Biden's failure on how to get these people out of here. They could have done it a totally different way, taken their time, told the Taliban, stop right where you're at. We're going to bomb you back into even further in the Stone Age than you are now. And so until we could have gotten everybody out of there without having these casualties or have it come apart like it did, they chose not to do it. Okay. New story. Let's go on.
Well, what I'm saying is that, that's just the highlight. Then they have three different segments of that particular paragraph that I just read to you where you can go deeper into the coverage. I'm looking still here as we wonder withdrawal of U.S. troops. How many, if it says in this particular, I'm going down pages and pages if they talk about the 13 Marines. You know, so anyway.
Okay, the Olympics were held. They were 1 year delayed, and we're going to take a quick break before we get into that. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals recognized by the Watson Health Institute, one of the highest rated hospitals by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, got an A rating from LeapFrog organization that measures the efficiency, the safety, the cleanliness, surgical rooms, all of these things got an A rating from this organization. It's rated, Shasta Regional Medical Center is in the top 200 of like 3,500 hospitals in the United States. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back. 8:17 in the morning, 34 degrees out there.
Shasta County, we're tired of supervisors who care more about Sacramento than Shasta County. We want leaders who share our values, who will fulfill their oath to uphold the U.S. and California state constitutions, leaders with a backbone. Tim Garmon has proven himself as a leader in Shasta County. He listens to the concerns of the people he serves, he speaks respectfully to those he engages with, and he stands on principle, doing what is right even when it's difficult. Leadership is an action, not a position. Vote Tim Garmon, District 2, paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance is now open at 3673 Eureka Way. Physical therapists Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang have a combined 29 years of experience in helping those who've suffered orthopedic injuries, strains, and sprains. Kevin has worked with the USA Gymnastics team, NFL Combine, and professional BMX riders. He's also helped members of Cirque du Soleil get back into action. Rachel works closely with seniors and is also a group fitness instructor and adept at returning people to an active lifestyle. Both Kevin and Rachel at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance are accepting new clients. Give them a call today, 530-533-5030. If you are in need of physical therapy, talk to the experts at Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and Sports Performance at 3673 Eureka Way. Call 530-533-5030. That's 530-533-5030 today.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out. I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
I'm a teacher, and I support the recall. Shasta County needs a supervisor who stands for local control, personal choice, and constitutional liberties instead of mandates. District 2, if you want a representative who listens to you, vote Tim Garmon for supervisor, District 2. As a school board president, he has already stood up for parents' rights to choose medical treatments. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Welcome back to P5 Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 8:22 in the morning here on the 29th of December, 34 degrees. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, the place to get your hair cut. I've been there for a couple of decades at least. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only, 244-9478. Man's Last Stronghold, the only place I've had my hair cut, at Cypress Square Barbershop. We would be remiss if we were looking back in their year in review, and we did not talk about the GOAT. You okay?
Yeah.
The GOAT?
Yep. Greatest of all time.
Tom Brady. How do you explain Tampa Bay's Super Bowl victory? The Buccaneers haven't won a game for 10, they haven't won more than 10 games in a season since 2005, hadn't even reached a playoff since 2007. Then they add Tom Brady and Gronkowski, and they win a Super Bowl. And they won it over people like Drew Brees, Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes. It wasn't a cakewalk. They hung 31 points on heavily favored Kansas City while keeping Mahomes out of the end zone entirely. Why is this the biggest sports story of the year?
Why is it?
Because Tom Brady raised the bar even higher. I mean, he could be in the Super Bowl again this year. Aaron Rodgers. I mean, you think of all these great quarterbacks. You guys 45 years old, and he's still playing at this level. Okay, moving on.
In April, former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin was found guilty of second-degree unintentional murder, third-degree murder, and second-degree manslaughter in the death of George Floyd. We're going to go through some of these because this was also something that happened in this last year that had was very prevalent and how it affected Portland. It sparked protests against racism and police violence in more than 2,000 U.S. cities and 60 countries around the globe in 2020. In another trial related to Black Lives Matter protests, teenager Kyle Rittenhouse was acquitted of all charges after claiming self-defense in the killing of two people and wounding of another during the unrest following the police shooting of Jacob Blake in Kenosha, Wisconsin.
And the last one, of course, is the Aubrey case down in Georgia.
Convicted three white defendants of murdering Ahmaud Arbery, a young black man who they confronted while he was jogging through their neighborhood. As with Floyd and Blake, Aubrey's killing and the slowness of local law enforcement to make arrests have fueled anger and outrage among protesters condemning racial injustice
well,
and demanding change.
And just for the final part of that is that the jury was made up of 11 white and one person of color. And they found him guilty on all charges there. There was no reason for these guys to have killed this man. None at all. Where Kyle Rittenhouse was obviously a case of self-defense. So, another story. One of the biggest stories this year was Simone Biles in the Olympics withdrawing from, you know, she was touted and came into the Olympics as the number one gymnast in the world, and things started happening. And she said, I couldn't tell where I was when she was doing her aerial work. And when you do that, it's quite dangerous. And so she pulled, saying that this is for the good of the team. And people just went berserk. And then, it changed that in the midst of her first event, after she unexpectedly withdrew, her decision coming literally with the world's eyes upon her. Think about this, all this pressure. It spurred a discussion of mental health in our Olympics and just mental health, period. I mean, this took a tremendous amount of
courage, leadership.
Being
true to yourself, because in that moment she could have killed herself. She could have injured.
Killed herself through a injury.
Yes. And if she had moved ahead because, I have to. I mean, the voice in her head made the world pause for a moment and think about it. Think about yourself. Think about your family. Think about those closest to you. And there is nothing wrong at all with saying, how are you feeling? She is at the top of her game and the world is watching, and she wasn't centered. That goes mind, body, and soul, what's happening in that moment on that balance beam. She wasn't centered. So I
other
think
things.
It's wonderful that she had enough
courage
and self-worth.
Yeah. Well, other things that happened. College football went full speed in the waters of pure profit. Players secured the right, college football, to profit off their own name, image, and likeness. Coaches, meanwhile, were being signed to huge salaries. Oklahoma and Texas decided that they wanted to move to the SEC. And Alabama ended the year number one. Things don't change there. And they're in the playoffs rated, what? Number one. Okay, people who have passed this year, and there have been many notable people, and one, of course, just yesterday was John Madden. John Madden was a football coach, led the Oakland Raiders to a Super Bowl victory. Became a commentator for like 30 years. hated to fly. He was claustrophobic. And so he never flew. So he would travel in his own bus, his own special bus, to get from spot to spot. But John Madden, he said, when they asked him, well, what are you? I mean, because, you know, he was an announcer. He was big. He started the very first. He was with the first successful video football games. He says, I'm just a coach.
Cool.
Yeah. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week here. Great sales. And on their grab bags of cigars, all your tobacco needs and the accessories. Also, some of the finest people you're going to meet down there at Tobacco and Brew on Hilltop Drive, 2173 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back.
I'm a Shasta County teacher, and I'm here to tell you why I support the recall. Leonard Modi's voting record shows that he's not a representative of the people. He refused to have a special meeting to allow healthcare workers, parents, teachers to voice their concerns regarding mandates. When community members gave public comments, he was sleeping on the job. Shasta County needs representation and local control. Vote yes on the recall of Leonard Modi. Paid for by Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hi, I'm Krista Reed, a teacher and mama bear. I've watched as Shasta County's Board of Supervisors put our children and youth last. This recall is a chance to put our kids first. Vote yes to recall Modi. Vote for Tim Garman, a papa bear who took a stand for Happy Valley's children. We need someone who will put our kids first. That person is Tim Garman. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
And good morning and welcome to our morning show. We're going to talk this morning about some notable figures in our world that, you know, that made really made an impression and impact on our in our world, actually, that have left the planet and did some incredible work. Tommy Lasorda, for all of you baseball fans, master of motivation. And he was known for a man who could, by his players, that make you made you feel like you could run through a brick wall. What a great legacy to leave behind. That kind of, whereas people that were coached under him left that kind of impression. Two qualities Mr. Lasorda determined might take precedence over Gibson's injury. He had Gibson as the name goes on. The names go on about his many players. Also, who is Neil Sheehan? He was a tireless chronicler of the Vietnam War who obtained the Pentagon Papers for the New York Times and later received the Pulitzer Prize for his book, A Bright Shining Lie. Passed on.
Colin Powell passed this year. Marky Post, who used to be in Night Court and several other things.
I happen to be a big fan of Colin Powell. I thought he was what we would, when we look at leaders, that he was such a gentleman, and we did watch his funeral, and to watch his, what people said about him, his best friends and his son and the families. And we needed that at this time in our lives to see the respect for, somebody who was a world leader.
You had Christopher Plummer. We talked a little bit on some of these yesterday. Johnny Crawford, mm-hmm. Hank Aaron, Dean Stockwell, who's in many, many movies, and was a child actor. We've mentioned Rush Limbaugh, who had changed the face of
radio
in America. Well, in the world, frankly.
Right.
Cloris Leachman, Larry King.
Siegfried Fischbacher.
Siegfried and Roy.
Absolutely. I was back in the day, for me, in Las Vegas.
You probably saw him.
Oh, several times. They were just a really good standing house show and had dancers and singers, and they were extravagant, and they lived in Vegas, and they were very much staples. Now, in the music industry, Phil Spector, he created this thing called the Wall of Sound. In hits such as Be My Baby and You've Lost That Love and Feeling. He, of course, we know that he had a pretty tumultuous and, tortured personal life. But on a professional level, he was a guy who really did some wonderful work. Larry King, you mentioned Larry King, yeah. And Cloris Leachman, of course.
Gavin O'Herlihy. Now, you probably don't know who this guy is, but yeah, you do. If you remember Happy Days, he was the big brother on Happy Days that disappeared, I think, in the second season. I went off to college and never came back. He was also the bad guy, one of the bad guys that in Lonesome Dove that took the Urich character and pulled him along as they murdered people and stole horses and all this. And then the guys from Lonesome Dove, of course, Woodrow and Gus catch up with them, and they end up hanging their friend in this one. But this guy, this is who this guy is. You probably wouldn't have recognized, you won't recognize his name, but then you'll know who he is. Ned Beatty passed. The was been in Deliverance. Mm-hmm. I mean, who could forget the movie Deliverance.
Oh, there's so many actors that passed this around that time. Now, Michael Collins, who's Michael Collins? Apollo 11th astronaut who orbited alone in the command module Columbia while Neil Armstrong and Buzz Aldrin went to the surface of the moon in 1969. Passed away at the age of 90. Olympia Dukakis. The list goes on. Eric Carle, who was a writer and illustrator, delighting millions of youngsters with the Very Hungry Caterpillar.
The Dusty Hill from ZZ Top.
Mm.
Tommy Kirk from the Disney movies Old Yeller, Savage Sam, The Absent-Minded Professor, The Teenager, or The Computer Wore Tennis Shoes, all of those, came out as being gay. And it kind of ended his career at Disney during that time frame. Mm. Plus, he was having some problems with some drugs, but... he was in all of those big movies that Disney did back then. Marvelous Marvin Hagler died. What a great fighter. A super fighter. The champion was a true gentleman in the sport.
Don Everly.
Everly Brothers.
And
B.J. Thomas and Tom T. Hall.
Ed Asner.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Willard Scott.
Wow. Mary Wilson. She was with the... what's
Supremes.
The original Supremes.
Mm-hmm. Janie Powell, the actress and singer. In fact, my father, just a quick side note, you know, my dad was under a contract at the MGM, MGM Studios, for a year. They were grooming him to be in, all of a sudden, The Bells of St. Mary.
The Yearling.
The Yearling. So I have the script for both of those. And he was, I think, 13, 14 at the time. So he did go to, Janie Powell would have been around that time. She's 92. My dad's 90. And that's really interesting. Melvin Van Peebles. The list goes on, you guys. It's just, I can't even, how many opera singers and, of course, our world leaders and, who else do you have over there?
Well.
Stephen Sondheim. Boy, that just is recent, too. Friends went to dinner over Thanksgiving, because I remember Lee Hale's partner, Richard, texted all of us because he was good friends and they just spoke on the phone. So Lee Hill was our musical director when we were with the Dean Martin shows. And Lee Hill would have been, if you did see The King of Cool, you would have seen Lee Hale in some of the snippets from people that have worked with Dean. So we were under the musical supervision of Lee Hale, who was around the same age as Stephen Sondheim, maybe a few years older. But what a man who changed the world with his music as well. Lee Elder shattered one of golf's last racial barriers in 75. He became the first African-American to compete in the tradition-bound Masters Tournament in Georgia.
Lady by the name of Sarah Weddington. She's the Texas lawyer who successfully argued the 1973 landmark abortion case, Roe versus Wade, died. She was 76 years old, which has had a tremendous impact on our society, and no matter which side you are on abortions.
Bob Dole.
Yes.
You mentioned him earlier?
We talked about it the day he died.
Anne Rice.
I'm not sure who that is.
Well, okay, she's a gothic novelist who helped resurrect the vampire story with a dark and seductive bestseller such as Interview with the Vampire. I mean, she's Anne Rice. I mean, how could you?
Mm. Oh, yeah. Okay, now I know what you're talking about now. I'm sorry. I think, though, you know, that when we look at all the people that have, that passed, you know, that a lot of people won't know some of the names. And we don't get into the names of, I mean, or the ones they remember, Willard Scott. you know, Colin Powell, John Madden, you know, in sports. But there are people that, Nobel Prize winners, scientists, people who have achieved things that have literally changed our world, and yet you have to really dig down and find out where, you know, to find these people, because it's just, you know, Hank Aaron, that set the record for home runs and during his time. I mean, these are all people that, I know who that is. But you get into people that have to do with, they've done the DNA sequencing, which will be able to do cloning. Who's that? We got to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages.
Lido missed the boat that day. He left the shack. But that was all.
Hi, my name is Martin Reed, and I'm one of the teachers here in Shasta County who started the school walkout in protest of mandates. I'm sick of government overreach. Tim Garman, the president of Happy Valley School Board, voted to not enforce the mandates in his school district. Now, he is running for Shasta County Supervisor, District 2, and Tim will end the mandates in Shasta County as well. Vote yes to recall Leonard Modi, and vote for Tim Garman. No more mandates. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Football is life. Get in the game. Head down to Wind River Resort and Casino to catch your favorite team on any of our 16 screens inside seasons. Score with our new Game Grub Buffet.
Free spins, kickoff for cash and prizes.
Nowhere else in town offers this. More football fun. Play hard, win easy. 49er tickets up for grabs all season long.
Some people talk football. We live it.
At Wind River Resort and Casino.
Details at windriver.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The Sea Cultural Education Center and SCAR in partnership with Skokie and the Shasta Beloved Community is having a COVID-19 vaccination clinic Thursday, December 30th from 10:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. at First Methodist Church at 1825 East Street. All COVID-19 vaccines will be available, including boosters. Children ages 5 to 17 are also welcome and must have a parent or guardian's consent and an adult with them. Enjoy free Punjabi Indian food while organizers hand out gift cards. This COVID-19 vaccine clinic is dedicated to Umoja Kwanzaa. No insurance. No appointment needed. December 30th, First Methodist Church, Reading.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Tim Garman stood up against the governor's illegal mandates. He stood up for his community, his school district, and more importantly, for their children. We need strong leadership like Tim Garman to help Shasta County navigate these turbulent waters of illegal governmental overreach. Your vote matters. Vote to recall Leonard Modi and vote Tim Garman, Supervisor of District 2. Paid for by the Shasta General Purpose Committee, not authorized by any candidate or any candidates committee.
I got a surprise that's specially for you.
And welcome back to the final segment here on our Wednesday show. This is my last day of the year. I'll be signing off today, meaning, well, I'll be back next year. But Trish will be in tomorrow morning.
Tomorrow.
And
you know, here's a question that just came in.
Oh, you mean in our chat room?
In the chat room. It says, why does the media feel like they need to recap? And I don't know, but these are things we've talked about all year. And, you know, but good things like Fall River won the, you know, historic first state championship, Fall River won for up here. Our downtown, the changes in our downtown this past year, just watching it, grow the way it has. And now it's, with housing and stores and the trails that have been opened, the county courthouse that'll be open next year. The continuing building down here on Market and California Street, all of this stuff that's happening. The new Costco, it would be so interesting to see what happens when we run the new Costco and the big roundabout. You've used roundabouts before in other countries. They seem to be able to do it in other countries.
I know.
I'm not sure why we're scared of it here. And then
we have one of Anderson.
Yeah, well, you know, they're on the way out to the Redding School of the Arts.
There's two on Chastaview.
Yeah,
right.
I mean, they're out, but these are small ones. Now, we're talking about, those are two-laners. We're talking about probably a four-laner
Very Italy.
With 18-wheelers on
very
it.
Very,
you know,
Italy.
What? I'll be like Clark Griswold. I'll be in there for 4 hours.
I was just
going
to bring
him. Linda will go, I've got him on a tracker. He seems to be going in circles. Where is he? Oh! He's on the roundabout at Costco.
Well, as we recap, let's make sure. We did not mention Harry Reid.
Yeah, Harry Reid passed yesterday. Died of pancreatic cancer.
Mm.
I tell you what, he battled for the Dems.
Yes, he did.
And there was, when he first took over, a lot of people hadn't even heard of Harry Reid and thought, well, this guy's really a low-key guy. Harry wasn't as low-key as people thought. But going back to our own area here. We had these fires. You know, the big thing is we had the fires this year around us. People pulled together to help each other.
More people losing homes.
More people losing homes. More people, the destruction of our environment through fires. You hope that next year that we'll get our arms around, we being our state, get our arms around fighting these fires differently, cutting down all this timber that needs to be removed, all this brush, open up more cogen plants, all of these. These are things that, you know, that were disasters this year. The drought took Lake Shasta down to almost record depth, or not depth, but a shallow, I don't know if that's a word, shallowness, I don't know. It took the water down. We all know what I'm talking about. And now, even when the rains have started, you know, have come back, Orville Dam, which had gotten so low, it ended their electricity, you know, to run the turbines. They filled up faster than we have. Now, we're releasing water, but we're still filling up, hopefully, with all of the snow we've gotten that we can look forward to next year.
Yes.
That when we, if we ever go back and talk about what happened this year, if we're all still around,
I just looked at him like, what are you talking about?
Well, I just, you know, but the fact is that we can talk about, we had a record snow, you know, record snowfalls.
And electricity stayed on. Yay!
Electricity stayed on. We didn't have a lot of fires. You know, the lakes are filled up and all those things, but we still keep moving forward.
So through COVID, we saw a lot of things transpire. DoorDash became a huge, industry. So DoorDash, and it's interesting because some of employees now are griping about something that's going to be implemented or was at one time implemented will be again. DoorDash is asking its employees all the way up the ranks to its CEO to again make delivery at least once a month. this is what's happening. Of course, if you don't know what DoorDash is, it's on-demand food delivery company that comes to your house and you call up and they bring over, like, say, in this particular picture, it's just new potatoes, the small potatoes that you make. It's a bag of new potatoes. Somebody's probably cooking. I'm out. Call DoorDash. They'll get it. They launched WeDash in 2013 when it started operations. Its founder said they wanted to engage the company in community and philanthropic efforts from the outset. As the company grew, the founders wanted everyone to experience different parts of the product so they could get closer to all their audience and understand how the product works. So what they're doing as they're just making all of their employees or asking all of their employees that they need to make a run so they can see how hungry hungry people are acting, how people in their pajamas are acting. So you service and you understand that part of the entire equation of what it is to do service.
You know, part of what makes SST Oil what it is their people. It's an employee-owned company, and the people that run that company started as an employee driving a truck or maybe working on the trucks and then getting up to driving and have worked their way up to the top of this country. Anytime, it's kind of like a Mustang term in the military. You start off as a private and you work your way and then you go become an officer. So you've got that feeling of knowing what it's like to work at that level. A lot of successful businesses have their kids, family businesses, have their kids start, at the bottom.
Absolutely.
So
let's just do a shout out to
some more people.
Martin and Pam and their work with Alliance Heating and Air. And that they have also been sponsors of us for many, many years. Veteran owned. Again, I have, since being married to Carl, which we'll be celebrating next year, 15 years, and we were only married shortly before we went into the radio business and bought and built this. But so being married to Carl, I am now like fully in the veteran world to see for the people who really served our country for periods of time, how much they respect and admire and support brothers and sisters that have been in service. So Alliance Heating and Air, Crackmaster, SST Oil.
The people at Four Winds Jewelry.
Shasta Gas Propane.
Shasta Gas Propane. All of these people. The Cypress Square Barbershop.
And
Tobacco and Brew. These people have been with. Mosley
Sellers.
Let's give
Mosley Sellers.
Mosley Sellers. Let's give a big shout out to all of our shows. Our shows started on Saturday. Have been with us. Patty Bay, Rob Burrows, who does the veteran show. We have on Sundays, Nick and Matt. They tag team on Sunday morning. But then you have Jefferson State of Mind and Sovereign Minds and We the People have been with us for a decade. And then the newest show, Tokens Radio, about the Bitcoin. That's on Sunday afternoon. But then on Mondays Radio Wasteland and the California Adventures, things that are going on with Nigel Skeet. Wednesdays, Colt 45 Baseball. I can't wait for this year for it to start back up. We've had so many, that's been gone for 2 years. So it's time. It's time. It's time for us to look at this new year and say, okay, I realize what COVID is. I am not going to. I want to be like your parents. I want to be like June and Tom, who 90 and 88, been vaccinated, don't have COVID, loaded onto a cruise ship yesterday, and are someplace, God knows where, out in the Pacific, heading south.
Having
they
a good
are
time.
Not afraid
nope.
to live their lives.
No, they aren't.
And when people go, aren't you afraid? No, I'm not. I'm tired of hiding in the house.
Right. Need to get out and feed the brain. And the feeding the brain for them is to pack their bags, the joy of getting ready, to go to get their COVID test the day before, not getting it. It's supposed to be a one-hour turnaround, $70 for a one-hour turnaround so they could do the 24-hour in advance. This happened on Monday. Didn't get it. 6:30 at night, I call mom. Still didn't get it. Call her 6 o'clock in the morning. So they went anyway. They took the bus to the San Francisco port. San Francisco port. She showed a receipt on her cell phone. Long story short, they did the COVID test there. Somehow, she got it in 20 minutes there. They didn't charge her. They got it on the ship. The ship is half full, by the way.
Yeah. So, anyway, but that's the thing is, you can't let fear rule your life.
Right.
And so my resolution, besides reaching out to more people, nothing else, is to be like Tom and June. Everybody have a great day. Trisha will be joining me tomorrow. We'll have a little more, I guess you could say, activities on the political side of what's happened this year, as opposed to just events. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.
And do random acts of kindness through the end of this year into next year. It makes a big difference. It's a ripple effect.
KCNR, Shasta.